Deaths from opioids have dropped nationally, but fatal overdoses are a top concern in Georgia. One police department is trying something new. The Marietta Police Department's Assist Team is steering people who overdose into treatment instead of locking them up. Police across Georgia are admitting they need to try something new to battle the opioid crisis. To fight addiction, drug users need resources. Back in 2012, Rob Patrika called 911 to help a fellow heroin user.
The first time I ever went to jail was because that girl overdosed in my car. It was also the first time I'd ever experienced an overdose, and like I remember just being completely traumatized and like terrified during that moment.
The woman survived, but she and Patrika both landed in jail. Chuck McPhillamy of the Marietta Police Department says because at that time, cops treated overdoses as crimes. That was the job.
If you had drugs or drug paraphernalia on you, you were going to jail. There was no more thought put into it. It wasn't that we were trying to be cold-hearted, but our job was to protect and serve and enforce the laws of the land.
The law demanded arrests. But that started to change in 2014 when then-Governor Nathan Deal signed a Medical Amnesty Act into law. That was aimed at saving the lives of opioid users. Now,
in that Medical Amnesty Act, we're not looking to make any arrest. We're just trying to get that person help.
Like the kind of help Rob Patrika eventually found. Patrika is in recovery now. He spends his weekends working as a landscaper with his business partner, Aaron Vilches. In the past, they used drugs together.
There is some poison ivy down there, so I left it.
Yeah, down there.
The men started their own business this summer and already have a handful of clients, some who've paid through the year. But Rob and Aaron still work together for someone else during the week. It's tough to build a business, but hard work beats being dead or in prison. To get other opioid users where Patrika is today, Marietta officials realized they had to quit running in circles.
For a 24-hour period, we could see, sometimes we'll see as many as 3 or 4 overdoses.
That's Chris Whitmire with the Marietta Fire Department. In 2018, officials saved overdose victims in the city 100 times by dosing them with the life-saving Narcan that they carry at all times. McPhillamy says the police chief realized these same victims were likely to need reviving again and again.
Well, if it's predictable, it's preventable.
So Chief Dan Flynn decided to get into the business of prevention, something no other Georgia Police Department has done. Now, 9 officers are responsible for following up with drug users within 24 hours of their overdose. When the assist team visits, the goal is to help people recover. The assist team has followed up on at least 4 overdose calls since the program started in May. One woman revived after an overdose is now seeking treatment. McPhillamy says at least this is a start.
The program is still in its infancy. We're expecting to have doors slammed in our face. We're expecting to have some people saying, no, get out, I don't want to talk to you. But the goal of this program is if we can save even one life, then was it worth it?
That's why McPhillamy says the Marietta Police Department will continue to try to get drug users into recovery. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Marietta.